This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, as many of you guys know, when you're in broadcast, whether it's, you know, journalism that's written word or spoken word or, you know, on TV, right, you really want to credit your advertisers, okay? The only problem is I have an issue with one of the commercials that plays during my show. And it's not the type of issue you would think. And I'm not going to ask the network to take the, you know, the commercial down because I guess it's a good product. The problem is I guess my mom has been listening to the show. And I mean, you know, she's my mom, you know, my biggest critic, but my also my biggest fan. And there's a commercial that I guess plays where a daughter is texting her mom. And then I guess it ends on a kind of a positive note. And I guess she texts her mom a smiley face, etc. So my mom, and I, you know, she has all her faculties, thank God, finds that commercial a little disturbing because I, as her daughter, don't text her as friendly as this girl does in the commercial. And so, first of all, I don't even try texting my mom. Okay, she texts me, and then she wants a response back. See, that's the problem with the generation, if I'm Generation X, she's baby boomers. Okay, so she's a baby boomer. So the problem with the baby boomers is they are very cordial, and there's a lot of etiquette that they were brought up with. So if you send a letter or if you make a phone call, it is expected that you get a response to that. Now, I grew up like that because, again, my mom trained me very, very well. She was a legal secretary, so I learned how to type. I learned how to 10-key. I learned how to do letters and do salutations, etc. But once I started to mix with the younger crowd, I realized I don't have to answer every text. I don't even have to respond or text anybody. They should be able to read my thoughts, right? Or they should be able to look on Facebook, see what I'm doing, so I don't have to take a break in my day to contact them. And I don't know if my mom is digging that, because she'll write, she'll email, she'll text, she'll call. And I'm like, just go on Facebook. You'll see that I'm having a bad period, okay? Because I don't want to call her or text her, because once I text my mom, she texts back. Now, do you guys, nobody talks about this. Everyone's like, oh, yeah, I love my parents or I love my, this isn't about love, okay? You can love somebody and can't stand them at the same time, okay? Face it, that happens. If my mom needs a kidney, she gets a kidney. But Lord have mercy, please don't make me get into a conversation with you. Just take my kidney and leave me alone. So, she's the type of woman where, you know, if I answer something back, she will then do another response to keep the conversation going. So I try to figure out how to end the conversation. And so a lot of times what I'll do is I'll say, all right, well, have a good night. Now, the problem is that doesn't work in 8:30 in the morning. Okay. And if she texts me early in the day, I am screwed for a back and forth all day text. And now, am I a bad person for this? I mean, my dad's gone. And, you know, I always think, oh, man, if I could just have one more, you know, conversation with him or see him for lunch or whatever, you know, and I think about my dad all the time. Yet I have my mom who lives less than a couple miles away. And all I could do is think about how to move her out of state. I mean, what is wrong with me? And God forbid anything happens to her, I'm going to miss her. So then I'm like, okay, you know what? You know, that's what we're going to do. Okay. I am going to try to be that daughter on that commercial. It's, I think, a blind commercial I think it's a Home Blinds. I don't know. I get so, you know, nervous because my mom is texting me going, she's calling her mom. She's talking to her mom. So I don't know what the commercial is about, but, I'm like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to be like that daughter in the ad, and I will take my mom to lunch, and we will sit down with hats that have flowers on it. We'll have some tea and some light sandwiches, and we'll do what the British do. All right? And I think my mom would really, really like that. It won't work. I'm not even going to be able to get through the drive going to the lunch. So I don't know if there's something wrong with me, or is that really the norm? You know, do we not want to be around our parents later? And is it because maybe we love them so much? And I told my mom that. I go, Mom, the reason why I don't want to have you go over for dinner is because I love you so much that I start to think about, you know, what's going to happen if you're not around. And then I just get so depressed. And so I would rather know that, you know, you're around and not, you know, think about you leaving. So don't come over. And, and she doesn't really buy it that much. In fact, there's a study on why parents are embarrassing. This is really kind of interesting. We're going to talk about that. But apparently parents being embarrassing is something they just can't help doing. So, all right. So to kind of wrap this up, because we got a lot to talk about, you know, if you guys do have a parent that's still alive, no, don't text them. No, Lord have mercy. No. No, don't call them. This is what you do. Okay, because I can't give advice that I can't follow. Okay. Send them a gift. Send them a gift that has one of those cards on it that's a finite amount of letters that you can type. And true, they're going to call to thank you for the gift. But the one time you could cut off a parent when they're trying to talk to you, or even a spouse, is when they're trying to thank you for a gift and you're in the middle of something or you're at work and you answer it by going, yeah, well, I love you. I was thinking about you and I wanted you to get this gift. I love you. I got to go back to work. No, I love you. Okay, bye. Thank you for the gift. And then it's done. All right. See, I know my stuff. 1-877-DOC-SOLID. Don't go away. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course, $50, that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, I'm getting a lot of messages on this one about heart stents, and this is kind of a biggie. All right. Many of you, or family members who have had arteriosclerosis or coronary artery disease, where you have blockages of arteries to the heart, either have had a mini heart attack, are at risk of having a heart attack, have had these stents put in. And these stents basically keep the arteries open, preventing the clot, or the clogged artery from their arteriosclerosis from impeding blood to get to where it needs to. And the stents also prevent, if you do have the intimal tearing, which we've talked about, I've taught you guys so much about the heart. I'm going to give you a pop quiz, because honestly, if any of you guys are like, well, what's she talking about intimal tearing? I am so furious. If you guys don't remember that, the lining of the artery, sometimes you got to have a little plaque from cholesterol. As it tears off, it rips the lining, and so you start to make a clot because the body's trying to repair it. But if it's in a little baby coronary artery and you form a clot just to fix the tear from the clogged artery, boom. You could have a massive heart attack. So we put in stents. We've been putting in stents now for decades, and they've worked. Well, now we're being told they're useless. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? All right, so let's walk through this. This is being reported by the Boston Globe. Actually, everybody's reporting it. I better write something to break it down for you guys, because I love to, you know, break this stuff down in a way that I can understand it. But this is a procedure that we use to relieve chest pain, and we do this on thousands and thousands and thousands of heart patients each year. It is a biggie. And these are little baby stents or little wire cages that we use to open up the blocked arteries. And so when you have chest pain, and you're like, well, geez, what's going on, Dr. Dolly? And I'm like, well, don't call my show if you have chest pain. Go to a doctor. I mean, I have a doctor. But I mean, go to somebody in your town, please. You have chest pain, go to the ER. Then the reason why you have chest pain is because, thankfully, when your heart's not getting the blood supply that it needs, it sends signals. And this chest pain is trying to slow you down. You know it's a defense mechanism. The reason why you have chest pain when you're undergoing a heart attack, God and nature are so brilliant in the way they design the body, is if you're doing activity and all of a sudden you're getting chest pain, you stop, right? Because you want the pain to go away. And so one of the initial treatments we do as an ER doc, when I was an ER doc, when you had chest pain or a possible heart attack, is we would put you on a beta blocker to slow down the heart. We don't want your heart to have to overexert, and we don't want your arteries to have to constrict. You know, when you start to run or exercise or flight or fright response or have sex, etc., you have artery constriction. Well, maybe not in all body parts, but in the heart. So, but if we relax you, make sure you calm down, if we slow down the heart rate, if we stop the activity, you get more blood flow to the heart. Now, some people will say, well, wait a second, why don't we want to increase cardiac output if you're having a heart attack? If you're having a heart attack, don't you want to make that heart pump as much blood as possible so you don't die? No. We want to slow things down, you know? Right, we want to despacito. Okay, we want to slow things down, pasito a pasito, suave suavecito. Let's slow it down so we can make sure the blood gets to where it needs to. You'll still get enough oxygen. And then when the heart heals, we could rev you up a little bit again. All right, so that's how it works. Okay, so some of you guys are going to get chest pain. Whether you're walking up a hill, whether you're having sex, sometimes you may just be sitting there getting chest pain. If you do, if you're getting chest pain while you're just sitting there, that's still dangerous, if not even more. So all y'all have to go to the ER and get yourself checked, okay? And as we know, heart disease is the leading killer of Americans. They say almost 800,000 people have heart attacks each year. That is some scary stuff. And stenting has now been the mainstay treatment. They say more than 500,000 heart patients worldwide have stents inserted each year to relieve chest pain. Other estimates are higher. Now, several companies, all right, like Boston Scientific, Medtronic, Abbott Laboratories, they sell these stents, these little baby little wire cages. And when you get one of these inserted, and I'll tell you how they get inserted, it could cost anywhere from $11,000 to $41,000 at hospitals in the United States. And we make insurance companies pay for that. There's no way we're going to let an insurance company say, nah, we're not going to cover it. You know, because, I mean, this is life-threatening. Absolutely. So, in this new study, and it was published in the journal Lancet, I guess the findings, what has come up is that maybe the stents aren't all that they're cracked up to be. Now, this is very concerning because I'm still a huge fan of stents. I believe people that have stents, their life is saved and prolonged. But what they found is that the participants didn't have much of a change 6 weeks after they got their stent to those who didn't. So what happened is Dr. Justin Davies, a cardiologist at Imperial College London, and his colleagues recruited 200 patients with a profoundly blocked coronary artery and chest pain severe enough to limit physical activity. Okay? Now, somebody with chest pain, somebody with blocked artery is probably going to get a stent. One of you had asked a while back, when do you actually get a CABG or a coronary artery bypass graft, where we just, you know, remove the vessel and replace it with another vessel from another part of your body? We do that when we can't use a stent, but we prefer to use a stent because, again, your arteries are intact. Why remove an artery and try to reanastomose another artery if we don't have to? Okay, so what they did is they got these 200 patients who were pretty high risk. All were treated for 6 weeks with drugs to reduce the risk of heart attack. They were given their aspirin. They were given a statin medication for cholesterol, a blood pressure drug, which my guess is the beta blocker to slow down the heart, as well as medications that relieve chest pain that either slow the heart or open blood vessels. Relieving chest pain, and that was probably a nitroglycerin type of medication. We'll give nitroglycerin. Then the subjects... okay, either had a procedure where they had the stent or a fake insertion of a stent. I would hate to be that patient with a blocked artery that got the fake one. All right? And that's crazy. You don't really see a lot of these types of studies where you have somebody at high risk of heart disease and we're going to pretend to do a treatment on you. In both groups, and this is how it works, doctors thread a catheter through the groin or wrist of the patient and with x-ray guidance go up to the blocked artery. Once the catheter reaches the blockage, the doctor inserts the stent. Now, if the patient in the study was getting a bogus, phony procedure, the catheter went into the groin and then they took the catheter out and they pretended to put the stent in. Now, the reason why they had to do that is they had to have a control. They had to see what happened with the stent and what didn't, okay? Neither of the patients knew if they had the fake one or not. Then, after you get a stent, we give you medicines to prevent blood clots. We don't want your body to try to clot off the stent, so we give you blood thinners. Now, all right, so what the stents did is still allow blood flow to get through where they need to. So they say blood flow through the previous blocked artery was greatly improved. But when the researchers tested the patient 6 weeks later, both groups said they had less chest pain. They did better than before on treadmill tests, but there was no real difference between the patients. So they say those that got the phony procedure did just as well as those that actually got the stent. Now you could be like, well, why is that? They had a real bad artery. Well, remember, they all had blood thinners, cholesterol medication, beta blockers, nitroglycerin, statin medications. So does that mean that maybe rather than doing the procedure, we could just give you these medications? Now, they think maybe one of the reasons that arteriosclerosis affects many blood vessels and stenting only the largest blockage might not really make a difference in their discomfort. When a person has chest pain, they may be having chest pain not just because of that one artery. And they say whether they had the stent or not, they felt better. And now, a patient feeling chest pain or not isn't all encompassing when it comes to if a person is going to have good heart health, but it's huge. If somebody's having chest pain when they have a blocked artery, and then the chest pain goes away, whether they have a stent or not, that's pretty significant. So what does that mean? Well, I would still... just because this is one study with only 200 people, who knows? Maybe they were smoking marijuana and said they felt better. I mean, we don't know all the variables. But I would not say no to the stent just yet because we have been fighting heart disease so damn well and the stents have been a part of it. But if a very aggressive pharmaceutical regimen, because I love the pharmaceuticals, pharmaceutical regimen can do almost what a stent does, that is something that has to be studied. And that could be actually very, very cool. So cardiologists need to, they suggest in this, try to do more of these phony stent studies to see how patients fare. All right, pretty cool stuff. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Are Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If some high-pressure salesperson twisted your arm into buying a timeshare, it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, I bet that salesperson didn't mention your timeshare could cost you twice as much as a regular vacation, or that you'd never be able to use it when you wanted, or that your fees could shoot up every year. They misled you, and that's not fair. That's why we're here, to get your timeshare company to free you from your unwanted timeshare. Get the free information you need at 1-800-783-2959. We're the Timeshare Exit Attorneys, America's number one timeshare exit service run by real attorneys, not sales companies or middlemen. It was a salesperson who got you into this mess. Don't rely on a salesperson to get you out. We've got a 100% service guarantee, and our team has already helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. For free information, call 1-800-783-2959. That's 1-800-783-2959, 1-800-783-2959.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Just, sorry, guys, some quick football news. Zeke can play this weekend. The second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has granted a request for an administrative stay to the NFL Players Association on behalf of Dallas Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott. That means Ezekiel Elliott's six-game suspension is on hold once again, and he is eligible to play Sunday against the Kansas City Chiefs. The Second Circuit said its brief order does not constitute a resolution on the merits of the court case, but this stay means there is a stay. That means a pause in what's going on. You know what? The psychology of football players, I just don't know how, they do it. Remember years ago, the Broncos were playing against, who were the Broncos playing against? And they lost the safety in like the first 2 seconds of the game. And from then on out, Peyton Manning and the rest of the team just couldn't come back. And, I noticed that yesterday with the Bills and the Jets. The Bills were a favorite yesterday, and then the Bills get crushed, and they try to make a comeback at the tail end of the can. And, the psychology of these, when you start to lose, it's frustrating. We talk about politics a lot on the show, and people are going back and forth on the news stations how much they hate Trump or they like Trump or whatever. Trump went into this election, technically losing. He was always behind in the polls. The media kept saying he's losing, and he's like, no, I'm not. I'm going to win this thing. And I wonder if we should bottle up that sort of psyche and give that to whether it's football players or whether it's you who, have to deal with a marketing team that is about to, get fired or whatever. I mean, sometimes having mind over matter is so strong. I do that every day with my show. I know my radio show ratings. I know people fall asleep to my show, but I go into it saying I'm a winner. I am a winner. I have the best radio show ever. And it still stays on air. here I am, how many years now? Since 2009. Am I in year eight? I don't know what the hell year I'm in. But I mean, wow. I mean, do that. Just, if you guys are having some issues, whether it's at work, whether it's at a relationship, oh my gosh, relationships, guys. Man, I gotta tell you. If I lose a pound or two, and I've lost a little bit of weight. I know I look good. I still got a big tushy, but that's okay. But whenever I lose a pound or two, I feel sexy. And so I start to strut around the house, with a little bit more bounce in my step, a little more, a little bit more groove in my walk. Corey notices. He notices. Like, damn, girl. Yeah. Tell me about it. And you just... He does. Yeah, this poor guy. Listen, I don't know, man. We've been married. We're going to be hitting the 21-year mark. I know. I'll step it up a little bit. Look, if I get my hip replaced, then I could do a lot more positions. But right now, it's got to be missionary. There's no way I can do anything other than that. We'll figure it out. But, he's still with me. But, don't you guys feel, just doesn't something happen? Like you get a good haircut or you get a good shirt and then you decide to just kind of strut a little bit, and then you come home and you look at yourself and you go, there's no way I was hot. I wasn't hot. I look like an idiot. Oh, no. I disagree. Okay? There are so many people that are so attractive to us women, and you might not be the most attractive. Who's that sexy quarterback with the Patriots that just got a swap to the 49ers? Is it Garofalo? Something like that. He is hot. He's okay. Yes. Okay. We women do like people that look like that. Michael Fassbender, absolutely. But I gotta tell you something. Let me give you another secret, guys. Okay. I'll give you another quick secret. All right. Some women do not want to love or be attracted to the hottest guy in the school, or the hottest guy at work, or the hottest guy in the bar. Because a lot of us women feel insecure. Yeah, I was really nervous with my husband. Because Corey, he still looks good. But, when he was younger, he looked really, really good. Some people thought he looked like Bruce Willis. Steven Seagal. I pretended he looked like Jean-Claude Van Damme. It helped some nights, okay? Yeah, I like Jean-Claude Van Damme, too. Hey, I have really good taste. I love MacGyver. Have I told you guys? I used to have a big crush on MacGyver. I thought he looked like MacGyver, too. But I was always worried because I knew I was going to start getting old. I knew I was going to get fat. I knew the boobs were going to droop. And I'm like, he's not going to want me. And if other women are checking him out and waiting in the works to grab him, I'm in trouble. You know, I told you guys this years ago. I heard, you know, my father was talking to me about my mom. My mom was in the room, and he said something about, you know, you could have a real beautiful woman, or you could have somebody like your mom, and I'm glad I have your mom, because I don't want other men looking at your mom, okay? Now, my mom used to be hot. I still think she is, you know, but I was like, was that an insult? Or was that, you know, my mom just giggled, so I guess she didn't mind. But I mean, I, because my father, the way he talked, you know, he's Israeli, so he's very blunt. But he was basically saying he didn't want a super hot woman because other guys would then be looking at her. Well, with women, we don't want a husband that other women are checking out or are waiting to, for those of you that go, look, I'm not the best looking guy here. Sometimes that is exactly what we women are attracted to. I've never been like all, you know, googly eyed over the sexiest person. But when somebody has an appeal, that's very, very sexy. But you don't want anybody else liking the person, because once I see that somebody else, I don't like, if I hear another woman say she thinks Viggo Mortensen or Michael Fassbender are gorgeous, I then shy away from, I'm like, no, I'm not going to like somebody else likes, no way. Because then I feel like there's competition. I don't want competition. Okay, I lose when I compete. I'm not a very good competitor. Have you guys ever seen me run? Okay, I'm not very athletic. I'm just not a good competitor. And so I don't want to lose before I get out the gate. So going back to the psychology of this, here's Ezekiel Elliott not knowing, you know, and they're practicing routes and they're doing their practices and prep for these games. You don't know if, you know, your major running back, you know, your star player is going to be there or not. But I think this is really going to give them a boost. And yes, I'm going to put some money on the Cowboys, even though the Chiefs have had a really good year. Yeah, so pretty, pretty cool stuff. All right, 1-877 Doc Dolly. Just think you're a winner, people. Think you're a winner. Cowboys are 4-3. They're second place in the NFC East, by the way. Chiefs are 6-2, and they lead the AFC West. Just so you guys know that. All right, 1-877 Doc Dolly. 1-877 DOCDALI. Apparently, a Pennsylvania gynecologist says she has been inundated with calls from men trying to get medical marijuana. Dr. Liang Barkowiak tells the Altoona Mirror that she was mentioned in the media as being eligible to certify medical marijuana users, and that her office phone started ringing off the hook, and it's men. She's an OB-GYN, so OB-GYNs do pap smears, deliver babies. Most OB-GYNs don't have men in their practice. But a 2016 state law gives people under a doctor's care access to medical marijuana if they suffer illness from a list of 17 qualifying conditions in Pennsylvania. So the law permits pills, oils, vapor, liquid marijuana, but not marijuana in plant form. So doctors who've undergone special training will certify in Pennsylvania through the health department that they could treat. And so now we have a gynecologist seeing men. Interesting stuff. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you all for tuning in.
1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this is a study that came out saying nearly half of all millennials in America would prefer to live in a socialist rather than capitalist society. Is that true? 44% of millennials would rather be socialists than capitalists. Now, this survey was conducted by the Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation. It also found that a third of millennials had trouble identifying the difference between communism and socialism. So, I guess this annual report came from the Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation, and they used YouGov polling data to assess our attitudes towards socialism and communism. And the survey found that 42% would prefer to live in a capitalistic society, while 44% would rather live in a socialist society. 7% they would choose to live in a communist society, and that same number of people said they would choose to live in a fascist society. According to Marion Smith, the organization's executive director, these trends are, quote, deeply worrisome. They say millennials specifically had trouble recognizing the differences between the political ideologies. Yeah, we should review those. I have to tell you, when I heard that they would prefer, so you see, everybody prefers something that they don't have, but if they never have the experiences that their parents had or grandparents had, they don't have anything to base this decision on. And so, I mean, I grew up, okay, now remember, I grew up in the 80s, basically, okay, so 80s, yeah, I was born in the 70s, so I grew up in the 80s. And so for me, I had parents who were poor, and they came from parents of the Depression. So I grew up learning, do not become poor, or stay poor, I should say. All right. Now, that kind of sounds very bad to say. But I saw my grandfather basically die. Without, I guess, the best health care that he could have had. I saw that we had to try to, take care of our grandparents in our house because we didn't have money to put them in a nursing home. I had to share a bed with my brother and sister. And then when any one of us was sick, we'd get each other sick. And I was just thinking, look, okay, I am going to do whatever it takes to make sure that if I had to pay for a nursing home or really good health care, I could later, where my kids will get to have separate bedrooms, where I'll get to have a dog and a cat. I'll have a car that doesn't keep failing on the highway. Money can't buy everything. It can't buy happiness. I get that. But, when you go through certain experiences, you learn that, I know what I don't want. Well, when you have a generation of people that basically had it pretty, that had it pretty nice, had it pretty easy, that's a problem. Because now, what are they missing? So if they've always had Nintendos and cell phones and, maybe they had to share a room, but they got to basically grow up in a place for years and not have to move all the time, didn't have to be hungry, they're going to be like, yeah, you know what? It's good. It really matters what your experiences are. If you've had things easier, you may not think they've been easier, but your reference point is completely off. And so this really irks me that you have, this actually really scares me, that you have the next generation of Americans, and I am hoping this is just some, very small survey study that doesn't really mean much. I'm really hoping that it isn't, what it's made out to be, because I understand, the headlines try to make it bigger than it is. But if the next group of voters, the people that are going to be voting and determining yours and my future, are people that are pro fascism or socialism or communism because they never had to work for something. They never had to, you know, that's going to really screw us over. And now maybe that's the cycle of things. Okay. You know, these kids, you know, I really feel sorry for millennials. Millennials, I think do have it harder from a social media standpoint, from a terrorism standpoint, from a, I mean, when we were growing up, you know, the enemy was, you know, one country or was Gaddafi or was, you know, the Libyans or was the, you know, whoever we were worried about at the time, that could decide to attack us. And now, I mean, people can't even walk on a bike path without getting mowed over. So, you know, the millennials definitely have a much different world to grow up in than we do. But that doesn't mean to start, you know, sharing everything and giving everything away. All right, you know, start working for something and then, so basically fascism, just to remind you guys, is kind of they call it a far-right nationalist movement that was first born in Italy. Right, Mussolini was fascist. Everything in the state, nothing outside the state, nothing against the state. The fascist government is supreme. All institutions must conform to the willing of the ruling authority. Opposition is not tolerated. So whatever is the ideology of the fascist regime is your ideology. That's it. Okay? And so the nation comes first before the individual, more centralized, authoritarian, that kind of thing. Whereas socialism is a lot milder, okay? And basically it's more, you know, far left. It's where it's this economic and social theory advocating for more of a, you know, the government will be involved and help us redistribute, you know, goods and wealth. And maybe we, you know, don't have so much private property, but we more share, not to the degree of communism, you know, but, you know, we allow the government to take over, which kind of seems similar to fascism. All right, but it's more rather than it being all about the regime, right, and us pledging allegiance to them, it's all about the people, all about the community, all about the, all right. So that's nice. That's exciting. That may sound wonderful. But again, who makes the society? Who gets out there and wants to build that building fast? Right? Who wants to, you know, hire a bunch of people? We need to have a means of success. We do. Yeah, I told you guys about that study in college where, that one study where, you know, everybody in the class got, you know, the variety of grades, A's, B's, C's, depending on how they studied for the test. And then the teacher goes, all right, next test, no matter what you guys do, everybody's going to get a C. They're like, what? So yeah, no matter what you do, you're going to get a C. So the people that didn't study was like, well, great, you know, so rather get an F, I'm going to get a C. The people that did study, that did study their butts off, they're like, well, then why should I study if I'm just going to get a C? They weren't happy, by the way. The people that were failing were happy that they get to be up to a C. But the people who busted their butts were like, well, then I don't have to bust my butt. We need butt busters. We need people to feel there's a gain. You know, even with these charities, people get so mad that charities have employees and they make money and that, you know, they get media attention and that there may be a secondary gain. How do you think these charities get so successful? You need to have that secondary gain so people, you know, somebody wants to volunteer, you know, during a disaster and then wants to post a picture of them helping on Facebook. Fine. You deserve that because you got off your butt to help. Go ahead. Why not? Why is having a game so bad? 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Have you?
you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.